Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, Saturn, it's got lots of rings around it.
Yes.
We've seen that. Well, scientists have wondered if Saturn was born with its rings, like if it all came together and those rings were there.
Yeah.
And it turns out that that's not the case.
Really?
Yeah. The rings are relatively young and they're disappearing.
Really? So they have had, we're at the apex and we're headed back down?
Yes. The planet is somewhere around 4 billion years old, and the rings are about 100 million years old. They formed pretty recently. Where did they come from in the first place?
Yes, and I'm concerned.
And the best guess right now is that icy moons collided, and then the debris stuck. It got pulled in by Saturn's gravity, and now it's going around and around and around. And they've found that the rings are slowly getting pulled into the planet.
Not out and away.
No. So James Donahue of NASA's Goddard Space Flight says that the ring rain that is being pulled into the planet drains an amount of water products that could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool from Saturn's rings in a half an hour.
Wow.
So it's gravity that's doing the pulling of the rings towards the planet as a rain of icy dust. And, okay, so how do we even know this?
Yes.
Okay, so the falling particles interact with Saturn's upper atmosphere, the ionosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And as these particles are falling towards the planet, they become charged. And these ions glow in infrared light.
Oh.
So the Keck telescope, which we've got up there looking around the universe, they pointed that at Saturn. And it can see this glow.
Neat.
Yeah. Scientists estimate that the rings will be gone in about 300 million years.
Oh, we are not going to see this in our lifetime.
No,
I was standing here thinking, okay, so it's gaining more mass, and is that going to upset it from its rotation and
doomsday? No, it's just the water is falling down to the planet. Yeah.
And, okay.
But there is a theory then that if this is true, that Saturn was not born with its rings and it's slowly taking them into the planet, that it might be that Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune, which have like very thin ring systems, might have at one time had much more substantial ring systems, and we're just seeing them at the end of their process.
That makes sense. That's interesting. So much to know about space.
I know, right?
Huh. I'm always amazed at how scientists can know how something happened 300 million years ago, and they've got the data to back it up.
And math.
Math.
They've got math. I don't really like math. So, yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
I'm just going to stick with the Keck telescope and the really cool stuff. So,
that is very cool.
Yeah. And that is my brainstorm.
Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.